Belgian company Berlin have become firm festival favourites since they brought their show Land's End to Brighton in 2012. They also had one called Chernobyl, which absolutely went down a storm. This year's offering has its UK premiere this evening, and it's called True Copy. It's based on the true story of possibly the most successful art forger in the world. Berlin uses its genre-curious style to expose the hypocrisy of the art world. Dutch master of fakery Geert Jan Jansen had a 20-year career. He forged more than 1,600 works of Picasso, Dali, Matisse and Hockney before the law finally caught up with him.
Well, inspired by his story, Berlin invited him to help them explore the background to his deceit of the entire art world. In the process, the piece that they've made makes the audience question what is the truth, when does it matter, and when is a fake just as accomplished as the real thing? Well, earlier today, I spoke with Bart Bale, on one of Berlin's directors, and asked him how it's been working with the artists.
Very good. Geert Jan is very friendly and very engaged, and it was very nice and almost easy working with him. And of course, we asked a lot of things of him, and a lot of time and a lot of energy, but it was, went very well.
With the production itself, what's the mix between the video, the recreation, and dramatics performance on stage?
Of course, it's for the audience to discover, but we do a mixture of... there is a documentary line that we did an intervention in Romania, so that's on video, it's a documentary line. We use video to show details of the forgery, the making of the process of making things older and so on. So we use a lot of video again, but now we have Geert Jan on stage. I'm on stage also, helping Geert Jan a bit in an interview style. So it's again the mixture, but it's for the audience to discover how the mixture works.
And what do you think you want the audience to take away as far as attitudes to art and what we hang on our walls? Not that I hang any Picasso or Matisse on my walls, but...
Maybe after tonight you can, but I think every person in the audience will notice something different in the piece. For many people, it will say something about the art world, but also for many people, it will say something about truth and reality and fake and... maybe fake news, fake history, fake everything. It's a lot to do with fake and why it is fake or not.
And whether we should just embrace things because we like the look of them rather than what the price tag is or who we think did it.
Also, that's what Geert Jans, of course, says in the performance. You have a painting and then you have a signature, and it's a signature that gives the price and the value of an art piece.
I've had the chance of seeing, this will be the fourth production of Berlin that I've seen at Brighton Festivals. I get the sense that you guys are totally forensic in your research of the subject. You're probably still researching it now as you're doing it, I'm going to guess. Do you ever stop?
It's true, we work long on a project, normally 2 years for each project. Production in Chernobyl, it was 5 years. But the starting point is a research period, and then you have... really the creating process. It's a long, long way to make a show.
So how many seeds do you have for potential future shows at the moment? Is it now, True Copy, it's premiered, it's on its way, we've got two or three ideas, or we've got one idea that we're working on? How much is going on in the background now?
Yeah, we are now working on two ideas, but in a research, one small installation and then another new really creation for May 2020. We have the idea now, and now it's really looking for a way to create it and to work together with other people and looking for musicians and so on and so on.
So is it like the moment when you approach Jan to say, will you do this with us? You've got to sort of get the main protagonist involved now.
Yeah, that's now where we are. It's really asking people, can... would you consider to collaborate? Would you consider to make time for us to do an interview?
So each time you've played here, you've been at a different venue at Brighton Festival. You're out at the Attenborough Centre this evening when you open. How do you find that venue?
I didn't saw the venue yet. I'm going this afternoon. Our technicians saw it already. They liked it a lot, so... it will be okay, I think.
I think you'll love it, and I think you'll love the fact that on a sunny day you've got the grass outside and the venue itself. It's great.
It's nice. I'm looking forward for it tonight, premiere and an after talk.
So if people have sat through it and thought, hang on, they can ask you some questions about what was going on during the show.
Yeah.
Whether your answer or not is up to you, isn't it?
It's depending on the question, of course.
Bart Bahl from Berlin talking about True Copy, which has its UK premiere this evening, 8 p.m. at the Attenborough Centre. And just to note, it is performed in Dutch with English surtitles. I'm really looking forward to it, going out to Acca to see that this evening.